From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The holiday season is upon us, and President Obama urged Americans to be vigilant but not fearful. Mr. Obama sought to reassure Americans about the security at home after the terror attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, California. Speaking at the National Counterterrorism Center in suburban Virginia Thursday, the president said that Americans should remember there are what he called dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect them.
We're doing more with countries around the world, including our European partners, to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters, both to places like Syria and Iraq and back into our countries.
The president has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why, that is, the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. Meanwhile, the man who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in California 2 weeks ago has been charged with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. The FBI arrested Enrique Marquez on Thursday. He faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all the charges. Marquez legally bought the weapons he gave to Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani-born wife, Tashfeen Malik. They later used them to murder 14 people. Investigators determined that Marquez originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot that he and Farooq had drawn up in 2012. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to strengthen and expand measures to cut off funds to the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The measure criminalizes a broad range of financial transactions. This is VOA News. An independent review panel has found that the way the United Nations handled allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Central African Republic was seriously flawed and a gross institutional failure. The three-member panel, headed by Canadian Judge Marie Deschamps, handed over its more than 100-page report Thursday to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who made it public. Deschamps says the head of the Human Rights and Justice section of the mission in the CAR was guilty of abuse of authority, that is, for not protecting children at risk.
Not only did this show abuse of authority by senior officials on an individual basis, but it also highlights deficiencies at an institutional level.
The panel recommended that alleged abuses by peacekeepers should be seen as a form of conflict-related sexual violence and addressed under UN human rights policies. Meanwhile, human rights officials from the UN warn that Burundi is on the verge of civil war and the international community must take action to avert a looming catastrophe. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein opened an emergency session of the Human Rights Council by describing escalating atrocities, intimidation, and hate speech in Burundi, saying it harked back to that country's deeply troubled, dark, and horrendously violent past.
Burundi is at bursting point on the very cusp of a civil war.
The High Commissioner said at least 400 people have been killed since April 26th when Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intentions to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Niger's resilient President Mahamadou Issoufou says that his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance Thursday, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace with military helicopters just as Independence Day celebrations were underway. A former military chief of staff was among those arrested. Niger is a major Western ally in the fight against Islamic extremists, including Boko Haram. On Wall Street, stocks traded lower Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.4%, while the Standard & Poor's was down 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite Index dropped 1.4%. European markets finished trading higher. Asian shares were down. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.